Chris Froome, Bradley Wiggins and Mark Cavendish are all established names in the world of cycling. Those three men and a whole host of other world-class cyclists will descend on the city for Cambridge's leg of the 2014 Tour de France in July. Earlier today, a special unveiling of the Tour de France trophy took place in Cambridge's Grand Arcade. The trophy's on show until March the 3rd, when it then embarks on a whistle-stop tour of Cambridge's schools. I spoke exclusively to Tim Vick, leader of Cambridge City Council at the Grand Arcade this morning, and started by asking him how the trophy's appearance must be a special day for members of the community.
It certainly is. I mean, the build-up starts here for July the 7th, as far as Cambridge is concerned. People have got something to look at here. A very elegant trophy, marking the fact that we're going to have one of the Grand Départs from here. And I think it's going to start the buzz going.
It's great that the Tour de France is coming to the city on the 7th of July. How's the planning going for it?
Planning has been going on deeply for a long time and is intensifying from now onwards. We're working closely with the authorities in Yorkshire, the authorities in London, and the authorities always in between. And it's going to be a day with thousands of people in the city centre here. We need to plan very carefully for that. It's going to be a day like no other. I'm going to have a festive feeling about it. This is what they call the greatest sporting show on earth, and we're going to make it a day that everyone can remember it by.
Absolutely. And the trophy's on public display at the Grand Arcade until the 3rd of March. Would you encourage the public to come and see it?
Absolutely, I would. A lot of public will be coming past here anyway, but this is something to make a little detour to come and have a look at.
And the trophy then goes on a journey across Cambridge schools. Tell us more.
Yes, well, I mean, part of the legacy we're hoping from hosting this Tour de France start is that we're going to get people more engaged in cycling. And what better way than to attract the interest of kids in school, not only in the city of Cambridge, but also around the county. It's absolutely something that we want to live after the event as well as before it.
And we've just had a photo call here at the Grand Arcade, and you were lucky enough to touch the trophy. What's it like?
Very heavy. It's very elegant. It looks very light, but it is very heavy.
That was Tim Vick, leader of the City Council, speaking exclusively to Cambridge 105. I also spoke to Noel Kavanagh, the cycling champion at Cambridgeshire County Council. He's also the Labour councillor for the Coleridge Ward. He told me how significant the trophy stay in our city is.
Oh yeah, absolutely unique. It's countdown, 120 days to July the 7th, when the third stage of the Tour de France starts from Cambridge. And having the trophy here is a wonderful beginning.
Absolutely, and it's great that the Tour de France is coming to the city on the 7th of July. How's the planning going for our leg?
All the pieces of the jigsaw are getting put in place. The County Council and the City Council officers are working very closely together, and they're planning out everything related to traffic control and provision for people on Parker's Piece. So it's going to be a magnificent day for residents, visitors and sports people, and everyone who comes to Cambridge to see the tour.
And the trophy is on public display at the Grand Arcade until the 3rd of March. Would you encourage the public to come and see it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The trophy is unique in itself. It started life last year in Corsica, the 100th anniversary of the Tour de France. And when Chris Froome won the tour last year, he was handed this trophy. So it's a bit like the Olympic torch being handed on. We've got it now here in Cambridge. And I encourage all our listeners to come in and be photographed next to it, because it's a one-off opportunity.
Much like the Olympic torch relay was.
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, when the tour comes here, it's going to be even bigger, because it's the biggest sporting event in the world. We're going to have the world's top cycling stars here: Bradley Wiggins, Chris Froome, Mark Cavendish, and all the continental stars and other global stars. So it's going to be a day to remember. So Cambridge will be put on the global map when the tour comes here on July the 7th.
So the trophy then goes, when it leaves here on the 3rd of March, it goes on to various different Cambridgeshire schools. Tell us more.
It's really good that people across Cambridgeshire are going to get the opportunity to see and hopefully even touch and be photographed with the trophy. After Cambridge, the trophy is going to go on to Thomas Clarkson School in Wisbeach, and that's Tuesday. Wednesday, it's going to go down to Sawston Village College. And Thursday, it'll be at Wychford Village College and also at Ely Cathedral. And then finally, on Friday, it'll be at Hinchinbrook School. And I believe there's going to be an event at Cambridge Rugby Club. So people across Cambridgeshire are going to have an opportunity to see this unique trophy and make the most of it.
Noel Kavanagh, cycling champion at Cambridgeshire County Council there. The Cambridge leg of the Tour de France takes place on Friday the 7th of July and we'll have coverage here on Cambridge 105 leading up to and on the day of the event itself. More details on the Cambridge leg can be found at cambridgeshire.gov.uk/LeTourStage3.